Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again for this, our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Now, as you know, if you've been following along with us, we have been in the subtopic, Chasing Hard After God, and today we're talking about being chased down. I'm not going to be before you very long. I just want to leave you with a word of encouragement and with a little bit of teaching, something for you to consider throughout your day and throughout your weekend, how the God of the universe, our Creator, has gone through such lengths, glory to God, to bring us to the place of blessing, to the bring us to the greatest of liberties, to bring us to the place that we were always intended to be, and that is in right fellowship with Him. Amen. As I said in the explanation in the very beginning, if you looked at it before you came on, I said thank you for joining me for this installment of our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. And then it says, the only true and living God has gone to great lengths to show us His love, to show His love to all of humanity, all of humanity. He's not leaving anyone out. There is no one that does not have value in the eyes of God. He loves each and every human being, all of His creation, with an everlasting love. He's not left anyone out. He has made the first move. Now it is up to us to simply let go and be blessed. Yes, it is that simple and yet that complex. That complex because we have an enemy that is hard after our heels. And he is bringing every distraction and every entanglement and every lie and every distortion that he can bring to keep us from seeing the light that is before us. He wants all of humanity to remain in darkness. But Jesus came through 40 and two generations so that we could again be able to see the light, amen, in the midst of darkness, because he was that light that came into the earth. Amen. And he brought forth life through the sacrifice that he made. He took upon himself every sin that has ever been committed back, way back through time, all the way back to the beginning where Adam committed sin against God, where he disobeyed the word of God. Jesus took every one of those sins upon himself on the cross so that we might have life, so that we would be able to see through the darkness to the light, because he is that light, and he is shining that light upon each and every one of us. Even today, he is guiding that path directly to him, and all paths lead to the cross of Jesus. If we but see the path that he has set before us, that every direction, everywhere that you've been, every path that you have gone through, all those paths lead to the Lord. But remember, there's an enemy fast on your heels, distorting the way and telling you, no, it's not this way, it's that way. No, it's not this thing, it's that thing. Convincing all of the world that good is evil and that evil is good and that Jesus is not true. But that is the lie. That is the lie. I'm telling you, he has been chasing us down from the moment that first sin was committed. The Lord prophesied, amen, in the midst of that garden to both Adam, Eve, and the serpent who usurped the authority, who actually lied to them, who turned their head away from the true and the living God and sold them a lie that they believed in that moment. And I'm sure they were very sorry when they were confronted by God, but the Lord loved them and loved all of them that would come through them so much that he had a plan, and he told us, he let us know what that plan was even then, amen, when he cursed the serpent, and he let that serpent know, amen, that the seed of the woman, amen, will strike a fatal blow to him. He said, oh yeah, you will strike his heel, but he is going to strike your head. Glory to God. And Jesus did that very thing when he died on the cross. It was a blow to Satan and his kingdom. No longer does he have authority over death, hell, and even the grave. He does not have that authority any longer. No, he does not. Jesus took the keys. Amen. And he brought forth life out of death, because there was nothing but death, nothing but death, nothing but death. Amen. From the moment of that disobedience, from the moment when they ate that fruit from the tree of good and evil, from that very moment, death began to reign in their flesh. Death reigned in all of creation. We see everything around us. It does die. And it was because of what happened in the beginning. But Jesus, he came, amen, to bring us life once again and to bring us back into right fellowship with the Father. He did that for us, constantly in pursuit of us, constantly sending preachers and evangelists and prophets into the way, into the path that we are in, putting things on TV, things in advertisement. I mean, your grandmother, your parents, or whoever it is that the Lord sets in your path to show you the right way. Jesus is the one who is chasing you down. He is always in pursuit of us. And glory to God, I do have a scripture. Hallelujah. I got a little bit ahead of myself because I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen. Because he wants all of us to have life. He's not leaving anyone out. No nation, no ethnicity, no race. He's not leaving anyone out. No matter what you've done, where you've been, who you've loved, he's not leaving anyone out. Salvation is for all of humanity. He died once and for all of us. All of us. Glory to God. Don't believe the lie. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5, amen, is what I want to bring for today. Amen. Like I said, I'm not going to stay before you the entire time that I allotted, and I did a lot, 30 minutes, because I want the Lord to have his way. But I also didn't really intend to stay very long, but that's also up to the Lord too. Glory to God. We want him to get the glory, and we want you to be delivered out of the hand of the enemy who has lied to you. Glory to God. He's lied to you. Glory to God. Ephesians 2 verses 4 and 5 says, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. That's all of us. That's you. That's me. That's all the generations that have been on the earth, all of humanity from the very beginning of time. It's all of us. He loved us even when we were dead in trespasses. Glory to God. Made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. His unmerited favor, glory to God, is what has brought forth salvation. Let us pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God. Amen. For salvation, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the light, and you brought forth the light into the earth, and you are lighting up the path before us, and you are bringing forth light in the midst of darkness, so that those that are opposing themselves will at some point see. Father, we're praying for them even right now. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you might open blinded eyes. Oh, Lord, that you might cause deaf ears to hear today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you might bring life where there is death. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that you might send forth your healing virtue to heal every body and every mind. Lord God, whether it's a natural illness that they are going through right now, or whether it be a spiritual one that is keeping them away. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, let your healing virtue flow through, Lord God, the atmosphere, Lord God, past land and sea and air, Lord God, past dominions and principalities, past the objections of the enemy, Lord God, to bring forth your salvation. Overwhelm them, Lord God, with your salvation on today. Oh, Lord, pull down every stronghold, Lord God, and everything that has come against their life, Lord God, that has come against their mind so that they cannot see. Lord God, usher them into your brilliance on today and let them see, Lord God, the great love and the great length, Lord God, that you have gone through, Lord God, to show your love to all of humanity, all of us. Lord, you have made the first move, and we know that all we have to do is accept, Lord God, the gift that you have given. Hallelujah. Lord God, you gave us life, and all we have to do is accept the gift of life. We praise you on today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Lord God, I plead the blood over this podcast and over every listener right now in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord God, from every attack, from every snare, from every trap. Lord God, everything that followed them, Lord God, and anything that may have been transferred. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every evil right now. Lord God, that your light and your life might go forth, Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, throughout the United States, Lord God, throughout the Ukraine, throughout France and England, throughout the Thailand, throughout Japan, Lord God, throughout England, throughout Australia, Lord, every nation, Lord God, under the sun, let your spirit move right now and let your people begin to feel your presence. Lord God, let a prayer go forth to all of us. For all of those, Lord God, that are opposing themselves in this hour, Lord, that your word, Lord God, go forth with power, with anointing, and with demonstration right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and we acknowledge you today that you are Lord and you are Savior. You are the only true and living God. Oh, God, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you today. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. And then we're looking at Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, we are saved. Glory to God. By grace, amen. The alienated relationship between us and the Father is removed by grace. Glory to God. Are we healed by grace? As is the Spirit of the Lord manifested even in this hour. Amen. It says, but God, who is rich, amen. The word for rich is translated as meaning wealthy, abounding in resources. Amen. Basically the same as our definition. And these, amen, definitions are coming from the Greek. And I may not give you all of the Greek meanings because I don't really know how to pronounce them all, but we're going forward in the name of the Lord anyway. But I think that word for rich in this case, and believe all of these are from the Greek, just so you know, in case I did not say that already. Rich is pelousas, and I may not be saying that exactly correctly. I actually wrote it down phonetically, but that does not mean I'm saying it correctly. So look it up, amen, so that you will see these things for yourself. Glory to God. I do use the Blue Letter Bible, amen, to get the translations and the pronunciations. I can't always say it the same way that they do. Amen. My tongue does not do the trill like it should. But I'm not even making excuses. Amen. Because God intended me to be right where I am, to speak the language that I speak and to go forward. Amen. In the places he would have me to go forward in and to reach out to the nations. Amen. And that is what I'm doing. Amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, the word mercy is eleos. And it means goodwill toward the miserable and afflicted. It means that he has compassion. Glory to God on us. Amen. And we were afflicted by sin. We were dead in sin and trespasses, even these verses do say, because the moment sin came onto the scene, amen, death came. And everywhere death is, there is separation. So we were then separated. Adam and Eve were separated from the Lord. Amen. That's why they hid themselves, because they instantly became separated. Glory to God, from the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, The word love is agape. I know a lot of times we pronounce it as agape, but the actual pronunciation in Greek is agape. Agape, glory to God. And it means affection, benevolence, goodwill. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, because of his great agape, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ by grace. Glory to God. Grace. Hare. It means favor, influence, holy liberality. Glory to God. God's favor is upon us. His unmerited favor. By grace, we are saved. Glory to God. We have been chased down by the Lord. He set this up from the very beginning. He set us up to be blessed. You see, down through the ages, amen, with the relationship with the Lord in Israel, amen, and they were to be a light to the Gentiles, and the Lord was bringing them through every obstacle and every snare that the enemy set up. They were set up every time by the enemy to fail, and then the Lord set them up again to be blessed. And that is what he is doing for all of us. He is setting us up to be blessed. Glory to God. John, 1 John 4:19 says that we love him because he first loved us. We are the ones that have been chased down. He pursues us. Yes, we're chasing hard after God because we have an enemy who wants to distract us, who wants to trick us, who wants to move us off course, who wants us to believe that good is evil, who wants us to believe that the word of God is not true, and trying to give us other things that look better. Scientists rise up that have reputations, and they try to say this thing, and they try to say that thing, but they cannot take away the truth of the word of God. They cannot take away not any of the power, nor can they take away any of the experiences that have been had throughout humanity, throughout history. Those people experience the presence of God, and the Lord is moving mightily even right now. People are experiencing him every day. They're being healed of afflictions that don't have a cure. They're being able to hear the voice of God and being led into blessings and in prosperity, and the Lord is doing that for all of us. Glory to God. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He is showing those that don't even know him, that don't even believe in him, that he is God, despite their objections. He is still pursuing you. He's still pursuing them. Glory to God. He loves us with an everlasting love. Chase down, speak directly to the lengths that God has gone to in order to recover us from the works of the enemy and bring us back to our intended place. And that is right fellowship, right relationship with the living God. Glory to God. Chase down. Hallelujah. We're chasing after God. Hallelujah. We have been and we are being chased down by God. Amen. Scripture lets us know if we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us. He is always moving, always speaking, always maneuvering things, always aligning and realigning, positioning and repositioning so that you will be blessed, so that you know that he is God and have no doubt about his presence in the earth and in your life. Glory to God, chased down. Hallelujah. God, who is rich in mercy, hallelujah, rich in mercy, rich in compassion, rich in mercy. So we deserve death. We deserve death. Glory to God. Scripture lets us know that too. So we deserve death because of his great love with which he loved us even when we were dead in trespasses. We were born into a state of sin. Nobody taught us how to sin. We were born into a state of sin. We were never taught to do the vile things that the Word of God speaks of as sin. Nobody taught us to do those things. They came naturally. Oh, my God. Because that very first obedience changed our nature. It changed our hunger. It changed our urges. And now Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus came that we might have life again, and no longer are we separated by death and by sin. No longer are we sinful beings by the power of God. No longer are we sinful beings by the righteousness of Christ. We have the righteousness of Christ in us when we receive his spirit on the inside. Glory to God. It is by his righteousness we live, we move, and we have our being. By his righteousness, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Nothing, none of our righteousness, none of us can lift up our righteousness and say, well, Lord, I know I'm okay with you because I'm this, that, and the other. We have to be covered by the blood of Jesus, that blood that was shed on Calvary. We must receive him. The word lets us know there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Jesus is the only saving name. It doesn't matter who you've been calling on all this time. I am here to tell you, Jesus is the only saving name. It's by his name we are saved. The Father will only recognize his name. And no man comes to the Father but by him. So if you have not received Jesus, amen, and you think you are right with the Father, that's one of those lies that the devil has been trying to sell you. Amen. And some have been bought and sold by him because his only objective is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is the only objective he has, to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus, he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Amen. I refer often, amen, to the message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. Amen. When the Lord had told them, when Jesus was here and gave them instructions to meet in the upper room, to be endued with power from on high. And they would be witnesses, amen, in their areas and throughout the land and even throughout the world, the word of God would be preached because of those that were obedient to Jesus in the upper room. That 120. Amen. Those were the fire starters. Glory to God. They ignited a flame. Glory to God that is still burning by the Spirit of God because of their obedience. They carried the fire of God throughout time and throughout space. And we have come into this year, 2019, and still the fire of God is burning. Still, salvation is going forward. Still, people are prophesying in the name of Jesus. Sons and daughters are moving in prophecy and preaching and evangelizing and spreading the gospel because Jesus came that we might have life. Glory to God. Amen. And yep, we got that enemy on our heels, trying his best, amen, to keep us from seeing the light of life that is being preached. Glory to God. I'm praying for every ear throughout all of humanity, every ear throughout every nation, every ear throughout every religion and denomination. I'm praying for every ear that they hear the word of the Lord. Amen. As it is spoken by Jesus. Jesus speaks. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible is the word of God. It is his declaration to the world. Amen. And in it, what we see is a love story of a God that loved us so much that he went through great lengths to bless us, to bring us to the place of liberty, to bring us to the place of life. He went through great lengths to bring us to the place of salvation, to bring us back to our intended place where we have right fellowship, right relationship with the Father. Amen. So that when we transition out of this life, we will be directly in his presence. And nobody, no created being can stop the love of God. Nothing can stop his love for you. Nothing. Say yes to the Lord. Say yes this morning. Say yes. Say yes. The word lets us know whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, his name is Jesus. Whosoever calls upon his name, they shall be saved. Amen. And when Peter got up and he preached the message and he let them know, those that were of every nation that had gathered together on the day of Pentecost, he got up and he preached to them, amen, that no, they were not drunk on wine, as they were speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance, the manifestation of the Holy, the indwelling Spirit of God had come upon them that day. He got up and preached to them, amen, and he began to declare to them that Jesus, whom they crucified. And at the end of that speech, amen, the end of Peter's first message to the nations, that was his first message to the nations. The nations had gathered together in Jerusalem, amen, to celebrate the Pentecost. Little did they know that God had a different plan. He had another plan, a plan to bless them abundantly, a plan to bring them up out of darkness and into his marvelous light. He had another plan. And glory to God, as Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, amen, they began to say, men and brethren, glory, glory, glory. They began to say, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Because as they heard the words, as they began to hear him declare what was spoken by the prophet, as he began to declare what they had seen Jesus do and say, as he began to declare those things, the presence of God moved in the midst of them. Glory to God. And he pricked their heart. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Amen. And Peter declared to them that day, repent. Glory to God. Repent. Glory to God. In the Greek, it means to change your mind. Change your mind and turn from your direction. Change your mind. Change your course. Turn from the direction of the enemy and turn toward the light of life, who is Jesus Christ. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hi, not just you, but also to your sons and your daughter, and to all to whom the Lord shall call, even those that are far off, far from the nation of Israel, far from Jerusalem, on the other side of the world. The Lord was calling and reaching because of those that were obedient. Glory to God, because they had been chased down. Glory to God, and they began to spread the gospel of life so that the Lord began to chase down even those that he had already pricked their hearts. And then here comes the word to give them understanding. Glory to God. Repent today. Amen. Find yourself a full gospel church and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. And he will fill you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. It was prophesied in Joel that the Lord would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. This was that in that day that happened, that on the day of Pentecost. That was that, amen, that Joel had prophesied. And Peter brought that even forward to them. And they were pricked by the Spirit of God. Amen. The Spirit of God is moving even right now upon your heart, in your mind, in your situation, in your atmosphere, and he is pricking your heart. He is knocking at the door of your heart. He's asking you to let him in. Begin to call upon his name wherever you are. Begin to call upon the name of the Lord, and he will meet you right there, and he will fill you full of his Spirit. His Spirit will fill you. He will do for you just like he did for them on the day of Pentecost. And even as you read further into Acts, like he did for Cornelius, glory to God, and like he did for those that were baptized with John's baptism, glory to God, amen, when Paul was traveling in Ephesus, glory to God, the Lord is moving throughout the earth, amen, bringing salvation with his mighty hand. He is chasing us down. Glory to God, and we are chasing hard after him. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus.